You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. The phrase, working your way through school, has started to take on new meaning, as in you go to work and your employer will pay your college tuition, or part of it anyway. Starbucks ponies up for thousands of employees who are enrolled in online programs at Arizona State University. Chrysler, Fiat, and Chipotle both have free tuition plans. And now the giant insurer Anthem is getting into the education game. From WGBH in Boston, Kirk Carapezza reports on the business of paying your workers to go to college.
After graduating from high school 19 years ago, Darby Conley promised herself she'd enroll in and finish college. She didn't.
I decided to play house with a boyfriend who I was going to, you know, marry and fall madly in love with. And that didn't work out.
To support herself, Darby got a job as a customer service rep with Anthem, one of this country's largest healthcare companies. Sitting at her kitchen table in southern New Hampshire, Darby tells me she became disenchanted.
I mean, Kirk, I wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to be a lawyer.
At 22, she felt adrift. She tried night school, then online classes at the University of Phoenix.
And my schedule didn't always fit into a 6 to 8 week class.
Fast forward 12 years, Darby's married with two kids, a third on the way, and still about 5 credentials shy of her associate degree. But she and her husband are worried about taking on more student loan debt.
I was still talking another 12 grand. I didn't have that.
It was 2013, and that's when she heard some exciting news. Her employer, Anthem, announced it was piloting a free tuition benefit through Southern New Hampshire University's online program. Darby signed up immediately.
And so I thought, you know what? I have nothing to lose at this point. It was all about, you know, competency-based, and you didn't have to sit in a classroom. And I thought, oh, all right, I'm going to be on maternity leave. I'll figure this out.
Just this month, Anthem announced that it will expand this program, making it available to all of its 55,000 full and part-time employees. Anthem says demand is high.
1,500 signed up for information sessions.
That's Amaze Skinner. It's her job to hire and retain people for Anthem. At the company's headquarters in Indianapolis, Skinner says in just the first week, nearly 1,000 administrative assistants and call center reps applied. Beyond generating loyalty, Skinner predicts the program will actually boost upward mobility within the company.
We want our call centers to be a place where you can have a career and grow.
Corporations are now beginning to step up and say, our employees need opportunity, not just for themselves, but for us.
George Pernsteiner is president of the State Higher Education Executive Officers Association. He's cautiously optimistic about this self-paced model.
Being online in and of itself means that the student has to be self-motivated because you don't have the kind of peer pressure, you don't have the kind of institutional supports.
A recent study from the University of California, Davis, finds students were 11% less likely to finish and pass an online course than students who took the same course in person. Still, Karen Kadem, a senior analyst with Moody's, says these flexible degree programs should increase access to higher ed and boost enrollment.
Many of these individuals would not have the ability to enroll and complete a degree, either because of the financial implications or from a scheduling perspective.
For working moms like Darby Conley, scheduling her own schooling around her job and her kids is key.
Hey, bud. You guys have a good day?
Mm-hmm. Back in New Hampshire, Darby's two sons have just come home
point?
From school. They show her their graded papers.
Good job! Up on the fridge.
Darby says she struggles to find time for herself.
Where will you sit down in this house with three kids to try to focus on your schoolwork?
Wherever the children aren't is where I take the laptop and yeah. I go to.
This past spring, Darby finally earned her associate degree in business administration. Now she's working on her BA in communication. Although she no longer feels stuck in her job, Darby says she plans to stay with Anthem. In Boston, I'm Kirk Carapezza for Marketplace.